Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're here on the radio, but we're also on digital. Sirius Satellite Radio in particular, FM in particular, and we are online, of course, at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin, along with Allison Stewart. Coming up, the great pig coal of 2008. Canada, our neighbors to the north, they're going to pay hog farmers there to kill their pigs. We're going to figure out why, drill down a little bit into that story. But first, let's get some news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. Pope Benedict XVI is in Washington today, first on the schedule, celebrating Mass for a crowd of nearly 50,000 in the new stadium of baseball's Washington Nationals. On Friday, the Pope is in New York, where he'll address the United Nations. There's another big open-air Mass planned Sunday, this one at Yankee Stadium. The Pope isn't the only big name visiting D.C. today. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown will meet with Bush, as well as all three presidential candidates. Barry Schwide has the story.
Using a planned drawdown of British troops in the south as an example, the Prime Minister says a reduction of Allied forces is feasible, provided Iraqi forces are prepared to take their place. At least two of the candidates, Hillary Rodham Clinton and Barack Obama, are inclined to that view. Republican John McCain is more inclined to follow the stay-the-course strategy of President Bush. Brown, like most foreign leaders, intends to be careful to avoid any sign of meddling in American politics. But sharing his views with the president and the three candidates goes with a close relationship between the two countries. And Brown describes himself as very pro-American.
Barry Schwide reporting. The Olympic torch relay got back underway today in New Delhi, India. Security is drum tight because of feared protests by the many Tibetan exiles living there. Some 15,000 police are on torch duty around the city. So far, only small protests. Here's NPR's Philip Reeves with the story.
So far, there have been a handful of arrests. These are of Tibetans who have arrived at the police barricades and attempted to get in, but have been swiftly arrested. The security lockdown is massive, the sort of lockdown you'd see if, for example, there was a visit to New Delhi by a US president. There has also been an alternative relay run, as it were, of an Olympic torch, which has been held by Tibetan exiles, thousands of whom have come to this city to mark this event and to register their protest against the Beijing Olympics.
NPR's Philip Reeves reporting. Just east of India, in Nepal, thousands of voters tried again today. Election officials ordered a re-vote in five areas where fraud was reported. They say the voting went smoothly. The original election was April 10th. Voters elected an assembly that will write a new constitution. They're all but certain to end the monarchy there. Now, it won't stop anyone from getting bumped from a flight, but a new federal rule will give flyers double compensation when they do get bumped. Passengers forced onto another flight that delays them more than 2 hours can now get a reward of up to $800. That all starts next month. That's the news for the moment, and of course the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.